the fire department cut 3 holes in that structure. So is that what needs patched? If that's the case, I'll get it taken care of.
And tomorrow I'll walk around it again and note all the stuff that needs to be done.
Good.
Can you let us know before?
Yeah, I can send out an email to everybody if you want.
Yep.
Just let you know what I come up with.
And it might be something that we can, you know, outside of this, we can put something together. Maybe we can get some more volunteers from the city to come over and help. I mean, I haven't seen anything where anybody's really put anything together as far as.
Well, I think, you know, I think the reason why was we were waiting to see what she could do, and that's kind of where it was at.
Even patching it or repairing it to meet code, and I still think there's a safety issue that's inevitably going to come into play by just keeping it there.
Well, that's just step one, right? Getting it patched, getting it safe.
Yeah.
What's next?
But yeah, I guess you don't want it to be like that for 2 or 3 years, so right? That's a thing.
Well, I guess my question is that that'd be no different than anybody that goes down south for the winter at that point. Their house is shut up and they're gone. So as long as the yard's maintained, the sidewalks are maintained, and the house is secure.
Without heat in it though, the house will deteriorate really fast. It don't go down real fast.
I give you that, but I guess
you give her, I mean, that gives her a shot though.
I mean, no, I mean, that's fine. I have a problem with it. I'm just saying. You're putting a
Band-Aid
on it,
but
absolutely
correct. And you're saying total reconfiguration of all the electrical throughout the whole entire house. It's all.
It's all not.
Wasn't it a roof issue too?
What's that?
Wasn't there a roof? He's got a list in the first letter of all the violations, or like everything that needs to be upon your inspection.
So can you kind of break that down a little bit? Not everything that, you know, obviously needs to be done, but everything that's against the ordinance that would do that for now.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Next item is Public Works Report, item number 13. You have that in front of you. Item number 14 on there. I'm sorry, item number 13 on there, the backhoe has been repaired. As of Friday.
How's the lawnmower?
What's that?
How's the lawnmower? Any issues?
So far, it's been going okay.
Great. Said no issues, what about a third, so.
With the old ones, I can talk about that.
Yeah, one of them replaced.
The new ones are amazing.
Okay. Next item is nuisance abatements, item number 14. Anything new to add? Okay. Next item is ordinance amendments, item number 15, first reading of ordinance amendment 2025-11, reference an amendment to chapter 2.10 administrative expense policy. Ordinance Amendment 2025-11, an amendment to Chapter 2.10 Administrative Expense Policy. Now therefore be resolved that the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa hereby amends the Bluegrass Municipal Code Chapter 2.10 Administrative Expense Policy as follows. The changes are Section 2.10.020C. Change to read as follows: retirement and recognition gift. Recognize an employee or volunteer's years of dedication and commitment to the city serves a public purpose by honoring individuals with a token, gift, or honorarium in recognition of their service. The same is true for individual awards, mementos, or items purchased in recognition of employee service to the city. Purchases may use public funds provided the expenditures are modest and approved by the City Council. Hosting a retirement reception provides a direct benefit to the city and an opportunity for the community to attend and honor the retiring employees' years of dedication and service to the city. Staff and board meetings are essential for, also under C, staff and board meetings are essential for efficient operation and management of both the city, police, and fire services. These meetings ensure effective communication, decision-making, and coordination within the city and or police or fire departments, ultimately contributing to the betterment of the community and community protection. Public purpose expenditures for staff and fire department meetings are allowable as long as they are for legitimate public purpose, such as discussing city/fire issues, employee training, official city businesses. Expenditures for meals and refreshments must be reasonable and comply with the city's policy and may be allowed for official meetings, employee events, or when meals are the only practical way to conduct business. Alcoholic beverages do not serve as a public purpose, therefore are prohibited, and any expenditures exceeding certain limits, such as $250 or $500, may require prior authorization from the mayor or city council. City expenditures and the fire chief or fire department expenditures. However, the expenditures must serve a legitimate public purpose, such as improving public safety and or conducting city business or training city employees. Proper documentation including the date, time, and business reason. Attendees and receipts as required for reimbursement. The volunteer fire department may have separate funds for certain expenditures, but these should be clearly documented and managed according to this policy. By conducting regular and effective meetings, city departments and fire departments can enhance the operational efficiency, strengthen the community relations, and ultimately improve their ability to protect the lives and property. Fire department meetings serve various public purposes, primarily focused on ensuring transparency, accountability, and the effective operation of fire services within a community. Staff meetings, communication. Staff meetings facilitate the sharing of information, updates, and best practices among both the city staff and firefighters. Training and development. They provide opportunities for training, skill development, and discussions on operational procedures. Coordination and planning. Staff meetings help coordinate efforts, plan for upcoming events, and address any operational challenges. Safety and accountability. These meetings ensure an adherence to safety protocols and promote a culture of accountability. Board meetings, governance and oversight. Board meetings provide a forum of the governing body to oversee the department's activities, finances, and strategic direction. Policy development. They are crucial for developing and approving policies, procedures, and operational guidelines. Community representation. These meetings often involve community members or representatives, ensuring public input and transparency. Financial meeting. Our management. Board meetings address our budget approvals, financial reports, and fundraising efforts. This amendment is on file at City Hall. Is there a motion to approve the first reading?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next item is setting a strategic planning and goal setting date for a special meeting. Anybody have anything, or would you like to send an email to the city clerk and go from there? It's up to you, council.
Yeah, you want to maybe pick a couple days and send okay. it out?
Yeah, yep. I was going to, and then that way we can send it to the department heads and yep. make sure everybody's on board, if that works for everyone.
I'm available anytime.
Okay.
Next item is comments and future agenda items. Is there anything that anyone wants put on the agenda? Okay. With that, is there a motion for a 5-minute recess?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
7-4-5.
Okay.
Is there a motion to reopen the regular meeting?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, Employee Relations Committee, item number 17, REVEC, review and select candidate for full-time, part-time public works closed session. Is there a motion to close the regular meeting and go into closed session?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Block? Herman?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Okay, Council, with that being said, some of you may or may not know that I actually applied for the position and was interviewed for it. So at this time, I'm going to excuse myself from the closed session meeting for you to discuss the applicants. At the end of your closed session meeting, when you're ready to go out of closed session, someone will come and get me and we will continue with the meeting.
So you would no longer work over there?
That would be correct.
Okay. Motion to reopen the regular meeting.
Well, first close the closed meeting. We had a motion.
We did that.
Oh, yeah.
So
we need
roll call.
We did a roll call.
It's done.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. So I make a motion to open the open meeting.
So motion.
Okay. Roll call is Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Your
meeting is now at 8:39.
So then Brad will be in here during the when we make the motion to hire people.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. Do you want to go reopen the door and see if anybody's out there wanting to come in?
Oh, oh they can?
Do you have a key?
Yeah.
And do you have a key to this door?
To the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Your
gym desk?
No, right here.
Oh.
Oh.
We're still in a regular meeting now.
I guess I forgot my friend at Brad locked us in here.
He's never locked. You want to get him?
And then we'll enter.
Is there a crowd out there?
Don't you dare break that door.
I know. I'm lucky this guy will be able to fix it.
Brad fall asleep.
Hmm. You know, I have a greater chance of getting those doors down. That wasn't nice, was it?
We put the curtains to the interviews and that was really nice. We made it private in here.
All right, we just reopened the regular meeting, so now we're at select candidate for full-time position.
Okay.
Yep, number 18.
So, item number 18, select candidate for full-time public works position.
I'm going to make a motion to hire applicant I at $25 an hour.
I'll second.
With the
stipulation
that he passes his drug test and an alternate of applicant D at $22 an hour if applicant I declines.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next item is item 19, select candidate for part-time public works position.
Make a motion to table that as needed.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
Nope, a couple things. Turkles were here. I don't know who the guy was standing sitting next to him.
I did.
Is he his hitman or something?
It's Johansson.
I'm concerned just because and if you want to close the meeting.
Let's close the meeting and then I'll talk to you because I want to talk to you anyway.
All right, thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.